Last Thursday, I was heading to St. Helen for Mass, and I just crossed Linden on Woodman to go to St. Helen. And you know that that segment is a target enforcement area for speeding. So I do not speed much. I've had one bad experience, so. And around 8 o'clock, that's also the time when the traffic is pretty heavy. So as soon as I crossed the lights on Linden, I noticed a red truck behind me. At least I thought that he was driving too close to me for my comfort. So as I got closer to St. Helen and I wanted to turn right, and I'm on the right lane, turned my signal on early enough to give him the indication that I'm going to turn. And so I slowed down, like most people do, and I turned, and as I looked in my rear view mirror, he gave me the I love you sign, right? there are kids present here, so I'm not gonna say anything more, but I'm just amazed. I mean, What did I do? Did he love me because I had slowed him down? Did he love me because I drove the speed limit? Or did he just love me because he was impatient? I don't know. Our behaviors are all learned behaviors. Where did this guy learn this loving gesture? Somebody taught him, he learned it from somewhere, right? Folks, we are all born innocent. When we are born, there are two things we have, our DNA and our innocence. And then as we go through life, we learn things. Our attitudes, our perspectives, these are learned from our parents, our siblings, our teachers, our friends, the media. Experience is also a great teacher. But then there is one other influence in our lives. That's God and religion. So it makes perfect sense to me that Jesus would say, as he says in today's gospel reading, learn from me. I think Jesus would not teach anybody bad things, bad gestures, insulting language. We learn that from somewhere, but Jesus says, there's another place to learn good things. Learn from me. See, in my early days, when I was 19 and when I really had this conversion experience from being a nominal Catholic to a more serious Catholic, I learned the meaning of the word discipleship from this passage. I have defined discipleship for me as, you know this, this is our parish motto, think, talk, and act like Jesus. So when Jesus says, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, I think he's asking us a very simple thing. He's asking us to think and talk and act like him. So based on this gospel, then I'm merely raising three questions for us to reflect upon. First of all, who is Jesus that I might learn from him? Who is this man? And my own reflection, I started writing those things that I have understood from the gospel about Jesus. And the only place that I can get information about Jesus is from the gospel. When Jesus was alive, history did not consider him important enough to record his thoughts or his words or his actions. Only from the gospel do we have any information about Jesus. So what is it that we can know about him? I think the best words to describe him is the word paradox. And you get that sense from today's first reading from the book of Zechariah. Zechariah says that he was to be a savior whose dominion would be from sea to sea. So you think of a king. He's king. He's somebody great. His dominion is from sea to sea. Yet, Zechariah says, he comes meekly riding on an ass. A king comes meekly and humbly riding on an ass? That's the paradox. And you see this paradox continued in the life of Jesus. So, for example, he was God, but he was human. He was the Prince of Peace. He was a prince, but born in a stable. He was the King of the universe, but entered Jerusalem on an ass. He was master, but he humbly washed the feet of his disciples. He was eternal judge, yet he stood meekly in front of Pilate to be judged. He was God who gave us freedom, yet he allowed the Romans to arrest him. He was the crown of the universe, yet he was crowned with thorns. He was no pushover though. The same Jesus chased the merchants from the temple with a whip and showed raw courage when he saved the adulterous woman from being stoned. He stood up to the Pharisees. He challenged the Pharisees by healing the sick on the Sabbath and defended his disciples from their criticism. He called Herod a fox, and he did not hesitate to address the Pharisees as hypocrites and whitewashed tombs. He questioned the soldier who slapped him, but forgave Peter who denied him. He ate and drank with sinners, came to the aid of the crippled, lepers, widows, and outcasts, fed the hungry both with God's word and with food, and gave hope to those considered outside the kingdom of God. And his message was of undying love. And he called those that followed him to love like he loved. He said there were only two things that mattered: that we love God with all our hearts, all our minds, all our souls, and all our strength, and that we love our neighbor as he loved us. For me, this is the Jesus who says to me, "Learn from me." So my questions to you and to me today are very simple. Who are you? Who am I? What does who we are, or who you are and who I am, have to do with Jesus? How much of who we are and how we think, talk, and act is learned from Jesus? That's the question. So Satish, how much of who Satish is as a person is learned from Jesus? You can ask yourself the same question. Secondly, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you." What does this mean? So it is my understanding that taking the yoke of Jesus is the active dimension of the more passive command, "Learn from me." So the learning is a passive activity. I'm learning from Jesus. But then, after being passive, Jesus asks us to be active. Take your yoke upon me. Now I've got to take the initiative. In other words, once we learn how Jesus talked, how Jesus thought, and how he acted, then it is time for us to put what we have learned into practice. Now, what does a yoke do for an animal? A yoke keeps the animal focused on the task, and the yoke gives the animal direction. Disciples of Jesus who have learned from Jesus and have taken Jesus's yoke upon them, they know how to behave, how to think, and how to talk. Because we have learned Jesus. So when someone gives me the I love you sign, what do I want to do? I really want to give it back to them, right? Not if I have learned from Jesus. When I've learned from Jesus, then my reaction is very different than what I want to do. And that's the meaning of taking the yoke. I've got to learn to think and talk and act like Jesus. That is the yoke. That gives me direction. That gives me discipline. That keeps me focused. The one who has taken the yoke of Jesus deliberately and effortfully thinks, talks, and acts like him. In one sense, it seems to be very burdensome. You know what? It's easy for me to behave like I want to behave, to talk like I want to talk, to think like I want to think. On the one hand, that is burdensome, it is hard. On the other hand, it is very liberating. Because I know what my behavior will be because I've learned it from Jesus. And it's very liberating. I don't have to think what I do in every situation. I know what I'm going to do in every situation. I've learned that from Jesus. Thirdly, how can we accomplish this? How can we do this? How can we learn? How can we act, think, and talk like Jesus? And today's second reading gives us a clue as to how we can actually put into practice what we learned from Jesus. So hear this very carefully. Paul says, whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through the Spirit that dwells in you. So the key then to all the readings today is simply this, that we consciously allow the Spirit of Jesus to dwell in us. On the Feast of the Pentecost, do you remember I gave a prayer to the Holy Spirit? I distributed that to the... For me, one of the best ways that I can focus on that particular day's activity is to very consciously ask the Holy Spirit of God to come and dwell in me. I often pray, I consecrate this day to you. I give you my heart, my mind, my soul, my body. And this is a very conscious activity. If the Spirit of Jesus is within us, then we are inclined to act very differently, especially when there is opposition, misunderstanding, hatred, or a crisis. We will act differently if we act with the Spirit of Jesus within us. If it is the one with the Spirit of Jesus who is called meek and humble of heart, they are the little children to whom Jesus says, God has revealed the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So I suggest that as we come forward to receive Jesus in communion today, that we really pray not only that This bread and wine, that which is the body and blood of Christ, that I become one with Jesus, but somehow also pray that the Spirit of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, can come and just take possession of us. And each day this week, starting today, each day this week, before we begin the day, let us decide to pause and truly ask the Spirit of Jesus to come to us. And each day, live your life like we have learned it from Jesus. Let's take Jesus's yoke upon ourselves, and let us think, talk, and act like Him, so that we can be disciples, this community can be disciples, that we can be the presence of Christ in our world. People of God said, Amen.